This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free, fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's apply. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Today on the Sunday session...
Shut up, Linguini. I'm the star of the show this week because Anthony William, Big Wilbur Brownless, went one-on-one with the great Shaquille O'Neal. You'll hear our very in-depth interview very shortly.
We also take to the skies and I have a bone to pick with you.
But up next, Jimmy boy, we head down to the Shamrock Hotel in Kyneton where we speak to former Hawthorn and North Melbourne great Nathan Thompson.
42% for Nathan Thompson. They need a score with 13 seconds left. It is going, going, going!
No.
Nathan Thompson gets the fist pumping and goes, cop some of that. We're heading to the finals. Here he is.
Oh, I tell you right now, many fine goals kicked in the big time, Big Tomo, but that brought about the double cobra that hasn't been seen. No one's been game to try it since.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here. And, of course, one of my old haunts here at the Shamrock Hotel, Billy.
Yes, I hear that back in the day.
I don't want to sort of get myself in trouble, but may have only been 1-6. Rolled home after Carols by Barrels. What an establishment.
No. Wow. Well, this is where all the kids used to come. They'd be playing out the background here.
Having
a beer. Mum and dad would be in the bar and then somehow fine them after about 5 hours and throw them in the car and drive home.
Never happened.
When I said roll home, I did mean on my bike.
Exactly. Now, tell us about that Cobra. Do you still love watching that? Because Jim beautifully called it there. They were the good old days.
It's one of those ones where it took the stupidest thing I ever did to be remembered, Bill. It's one of those ones, too, that right now I get as many mates every single day send me the clip. And I only watch it once a day, which is, I think is holding back.
You had the gun show going at the time, though, Big Tomo, and you had them nicely oiled up, so you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, they were sweet, the snakes, at the time. The problem is, at the moment, they actually go as far down the other way as they do up.
Hasn't seen too many mirrors that he hasn't liked the look of, Big Tomo.
Yes.
We were together at North for a couple of years, and I remember the weirdest day I ever had at the footy was the game where we drew with the Swans because they had 19 on the field.
Oh,
remember that bloody stupid day and we're all just sitting looking at each other?
Yeah, that's correct. I just remember it was Jolly.
Yeah,
was
I reckon.
Darren Jolly at the time. He just took off, ran on the field, and I was standing there actually at the interchange bench as well. And I've turned around as if, mate, no one's just come off. That's fantastic.
What is the greatest memory? Hawthorn and North.
Greatest memory of a club?
Oh, playing footy in the big league.
The final we played, I just mentioned it to you, Bill. We actually played a final over at Port Adelaide. It was a qualifying final. They had just been beaten and come back and we won. And I played in the ruck against Matthew Primus, one of the big humans that's played the game. And at quarter time, he nearly popped my head like a pimple. And my wife Libby and a couple of the ladies in the stand, the wives at the time, they were scared for their life. We won the game by a couple of points. Ooh. I nearly got murdered and we quickly ran out of the place. But the amazing win that was, we had Sean Wren playing at the time, played probably his best game he ever did for our club. That was sensational.
Did you play in the final where North Melbourne beat Hawthorn in 07?
I actually didn't. It was interesting. So at the start of 07, I'd had 2 years where I'd played really good footy and the whole transfer to North Melbourne had really worked well. In the last practice game leading into the season, I had an ACL rupture. So full knee reconstruction. It was a car crash job. And that was the end of the year. And really, that was the end of the career.
Well, I say that only because I knew Aaron Edwards stood on someone's head.
Yes.
And I thought it might have been yours.
It could have been. And let's be honest, what a ladder I'd make. Well, I wouldn't have folded it.
Drew Petrie if it wasn't you. Big. And then, played wonderful footy.
Oh, no, and then went into the media on the Sunday footy show. That was a bit of fun, no?
We had some fun.
We did. Bill, bloody oath. They were the good old
days. I just used to duck the hook shots from Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Cranky Brian.
Oh, that's it. I was sitting too close to him.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Hook shots from Brian and then just talk only when Dermot stopped.
Yeah. Yes.
I never spoke.
No, exactly.
And then come back here. Oh, I went and played, kicked 9 goals in a grand final for Doncaster.
That was at Doncaster, yeah. Actually, Bill. I was living down there with the family, and somehow at the age of 35, they talked me having a season with them. But, yeah, it was good fun.
And then back here, of course, to your home club. And
selling the Toyotas.
Yes.
Yeah, Kyneton Toyota.
Going all right. They're... If I wanted to buy one, a Camry, how long would it take for me to get one?
Bill, you'd have to come in person, though. Oh, roll in with your Triple M T-shirt on to Kyneton Toyota.
And
I'd find you one really quickly in about 12 months.
Yes. Okay?
It's just been a boom period for cars.
It has. It has. I mean, business for car dealers has been very good. But the problem with that is we understand it's not great for our customers at the moment. They buy a car. They have to wait. And then we're having communication month to month. It's going, well, unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball because that's what it's like. So it has been tough, but Toyota as a brand is very, very strong and can't complain.
Best player to come out of Kyneton, other than yourself?
Let me think about it then, Bill. I'd have to say Jimmy Buckley, three-time best and fairest premiership player at Carlton.
He was a star.
Very, very much a superstar.
Jimmy from Kyneton.
I didn't know that.
All right, and the footy club...
He would have been seen here at the bar a couple of times,
I reckon he might have been back in the day, yes. And now he's a solo on the kick. He's off the drink, actually. I saw him the other day. Can't believe it.
Yeah, saving some money, is he?
No. I think he got a bit big, like a few of us, and then you've got to stop. Hey, good on you. No, Thompson,
great
what
to
a star.
See you, Tom,
local boy.
Okay, love you guys.
Titan from K-Town. Good on you, Nate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a good topic, this good, Friday.
Thank you, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me. I got a new segment, Jimmy Boyd, and I've built an opener.
Oh, no.
Hello, passengers. This is Captain Brownlee speaking.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
It's Billy's Mile High Club.
Oh, no.
Oh, Billy's Mile High Club.
Imagine
must join
the
that
size
one.
The toilet would need to be.
Oh, I was going to say. Yes.
It'd have to be a suite.
It'd have to be big,
the
Jim.
The poor other person involved.
Oh, no, that
I'm gonna,
too.
I'm going to join it one day.
I doubt it.
Maybe Fiji.
Yeah, I very much doubt it.
I don't think Joey wants that.
No.
Plenty going on in the air, Jimmy boy.
Yes, go on.
So I'm going to read some stories here and then I'll just hint you in a minute. Okay.
Right.
Sleeping pilots, Jim. A pair of Ethiopian airline pilots, Jim, fell asleep at the same time.
No.
Yes. This was flight ET-343, Hose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is out of the black box. This is the black box, Jim. So they were going from Sudan to Ethiopia.
Sudan, yes.
Or Sudan. The plane was cruising at 37,000 feet and missed the runway.
So you went into the booth with Maddie and recorded those noises.
Yeah. Well, this was from the black box,
right,
Jim.
Yeah.
So alarm went off when they...
So what happened?
Well, the alarm went off because they missed the runway. They both got up, but then just had to circle around. Right, they landed, fancy both of them falling asleep. Then we got punching pilots, Jim.
What?
Two Air France pilots have been suspended after boxing on with each other.
Punching on.
In the cockpit on a Geneva to Paris flight in June.
What the hell?
I got some audio of this.
Sacre bleu! Oui! Merde! Bâtard! Oh, sa mère!
Cabin crew had to intervene, Jim.
That is actually embarrassing.
I thought you were going to say that's good.
No.
No, cabin crew intervened, Jim, and one cabin crew member had to sit in the cockpit with one of the pilots and the other pilot was out the back. They fared income punched on.
Punched on.
Yes.
Right.
And that in French, of course.
So black box recording.
Yeah, the black box recording would be Hosages à boîte noire.
Or Enregistreur à boîte noire.
Not bad, Bill. A rowdy passenger, Jim, a rowdy traveller, was booted off a Jetstar flight to the applause from the entire cabin. After ugly war of words, she wanted to sit on the window seat
and she made a big fuss. She carried on, and everyone said, get out of here, piss off. And this is actually from the actual fight. This is true, Tim. They got rid of her.
It's actual audio.
Oh, my God.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, I was going to say what she said.
No.
And then one more. Passenger wouldn't stop sending nudes. You'll love this, Jim. Ooh. A pilot threatened to turn a Southwest Airlines flight to Cabo, Jim, around and end everyone's holiday before it began if they didn't stop sending nude photographs around via AirDrop.
Well, party town in Mexico.
Yeah,
so
Cabo.
Cabo.
But you know AirDrop.
Yes.
So some bloke or female, I'm
nudes
not sure.
Of themselves or?
Well, I'm not sure, but they were sending them and everyone was saying yes.
Yes,
and they were
please.
Getting the, including the pilot.
All right.
And this is, again,
oh,
the,
no.
this
the
is
actual
the pilot.
Pilot.
Yeah, this is the actual pilot, Jim.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. Oh, and it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, we'd send a naked picture. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
So that actually was,
that
the,
was the pilot.
Unlike the other three,
no.
That's actual audio.
Oh, no, the rowdy passenger audio was real.
Yeah. And the punching pilot.
Real.
Oh,
yeah,
of course,
yes.
That was real.
That was real.
Yeah, I like that, Jim. Oh. Punching on it.
No, no, Bill.
So, in the cockpit. Here, look. Oh, no.
We. Because that's what you're going to say when you're punching someone.
You know,
yes, yes.
You know, that's Matt and Onion.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, Fat says,
JB.
We finished talking before, and he says, I've got to drop the kids off at the pool, and just walked out.
Oh,
we haven't seen him since.
Boys, you both had weekends away. Bill, you were in Sydney.
Yes.
JB, you were in Hobart.
I went to some magnificent wineries in Hobart on Saturday, Richmond just out of Hobart. One of them was called Domain A, which is owned by the same man that owns Mona, mm-hmm. the magnificent... what would you call it? It's not even an art gallery. It's an experience down there. It's quite a nuts thing. If you haven't been to Mona down in Hobart, make sure you go. It is extraordinary. Anyway.
Did you go to the wall?
Got lots of... The wall of you.
Yes.
I didn't go this time, right. But I have before.
Got it.
But I went to this incredible winery, Bill.
Yes.
And finished the wine tasting with this beautiful lady's 50th. We were down there. Getting back on the bus, and there was a professional photographer there.
Oh.
So I had a photo taken with Lisa... Put it up online. The luckiest woman in Australia seems happy. And then didn't think any more about it until Rabs, the phone call started coming in.
Yes.
And I'm looking because we're at a thing, so I'm not answering any of the phones, but they're ringing. And then I hear from my dear mum, Joni.
Joni.
Who's nearly 80, my mum. She goes, oh, darling, what a magnificent thing that is. I'm like, mum, what are you talking about? She goes, you and Lisa, how beautiful is that?
Going to a winery.
I'm like, mum. I don't know what you're talking about. No, it's wonderful. We love Lisa. She's so beautiful. I'm like, mum, I'm getting now quite annoyed.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me the hell it is you're talking about, she goes, you're engaged, the two of you. I'm like, no, we're not. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
She said, yes, you are. It's on the wires. That's what mum calls the internet. It's on the wires. Darl, that you're engaged. That's magnificent.
Yes.
I said, mum, who told you that? She said, no, it was on there. Someone said it. They told me about it. Anyway, I peeled it back a layer and found out that the biggest half-wit I know, Bill Brownless, has put underneath the photo, great announcement, Jim. We're all proud of you. So now the whole world's ringing me.
Sucked in.
All I did is have a photo.
That was a beautiful
all
photo.
All I did is have a photo.
Jim, it was a beautiful photo. It looked like a engagement shot.
Bill.
It did. So I just said, congrats.
On the announcement.
On the announcement.
Even congrats.
Which there wasn't, actually, I said. Yeah. And... I thought this would be good. Just see who picks it up and runs with it.
Yeah.
And
the whole world is who ran with it.
That's good.
And Bill.
Now you're under pressure.
I said on the thing that the beautiful Lisa is Australia's luckiest
woman.
Yeah,
I did read that.
She's not that lucky.
No.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, oh, she's listening, Jim. She just rang through now.
No,
she's Jim.
He doesn't listen.
She does.
Anyway,
congratulations.
Get stuff, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that going for
them? They're not launching any rockets.
Any four of them.
On Sunday, we sent Bill up to Sydney on a mission.
Oh, what are we about to hear?
Well, this is thanks to our good friends at PointsBet, Jim. I must throw them in because Daisy and I went up. We're ambassadors there, and so is the big Shaq. Mm. He's a PointsBet ambassador. Right. And it was really well done. It was a great setup. The Opera House, Sydney Opera House, was right there. So I love the venue.
Yes.
But let me tell you, huge man. We big all know man. That. But when you actually meet him, I was sitting down interviewing him, which you'll hear very shortly, but he stood up for a photo. I took young Slapsy up, Maxie up. Just couldn't believe how big he is. Hands,
like 217
everything.
Centimetres or something stupid like that.
And we had trackies, shitty old trackies on and slippers.
Well, hello, Bill.
But very accommodating. Every interview, engaging, smile, yeah. He'd have a laugh. He was very accommodating.
I'm interested in this interview.
Exactly. Yeah. And there were superstars everywhere. But this is the interview of the year. Billy. And the Shaq. Righto, Shaq. Billy Brownless here, Triple M Melbourne. Now, I'm hungover. You know why I'm hungover, Shaq?
Why are you hungover?
I went to Star City last night at the casino, and you were DJing. DJ Diesel was in the house. He didn't come on to 1:30, mate.
Well, that's the time they gave me, sir. It's not my fault, sir.
It's a late night.
It is, yeah. Very late night.
How'd you go? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I enjoy Australia. I've been coming in, well... Last time I was here, it was in 93. The people have been very hospitable. Started off in Melbourne.
Yep.
I ended up in Sydney, and the same thing. I love Australian people. Love how tough you guys are. Rugby in AFL is the second hardest thing to do in the world besides UFC.
Yep.
So I respect the toughness. I respect the grit. Mm. And you guys should be proud of the athletes that you have produced. You guys have came in the NBA, not played good, played great, played well. Luke Longley, champion, vital part. Patty Mills, one of the greatest shooters in the game.
Andrew Gazy.
Gazy, and my favorite, Shane the Hammer Hill.
He was a good yapper, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Could you have played Aussie rules, do you reckon?
I probably could have, but I would have been a player that, because I don't like to follow rules. For example, if you're running and this fella's trying to attack you, I would knock his teeth out so you can score. I know I get penalized and get suspended, but... Yep. You know, the people would know the Black Kangaroo, because that would be my nickname.
Wouldn't that be it?
Yep, the Black Kangaroo.
I played. I was a very good player. Yes. I wasn't that good. I used to kick goals. Loved it.
Good.
But don't you love that? The crowd, that's something you miss, I reckon, being a sports person and then not playing in front of crowds.
Yeah, you know, the crowd gives me that adrenaline that I've been missing since 2011.
Yeah.
That's actually why I DJ. You get the crowds.
Yeah.
You know, they pumped up. Yep. I always took pride in that if someone pays money to watch you perform, you got to give them a great show.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the L.A. Lakers ring
there?
Yes. What's that worth, Shaq?
Well, this is not one of mine. This is the one that LeBron won.
Oh.
Because if you look at this ring right here,
you
can take it off, and it shows all the retired jerseys on the inside.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, so that's their ring. So LeBron gave me this ring right here.
How good. Yep. Well done. Hey, mate, we got our finals coming up. Did you used to... have a ban or a curfew during
no,
finals?
No, never. I used to party my tail off. And the reason why is sometimes you got to step away from basketball and come back. I party super responsibly. I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No, I don't drink at all. So I can stay out to 2-3. Because, see, 2-3, right, 6 hours of sleep, shoot arounds at 10. Then I take that powerful nap.
Yeah.
That from like 12 to 4, that's when I'm 40 points. 40 points. 40 points. 20, like I'm dreaming about what I'm going to do. Yeah. Then when I wake up angry. And I'm riding to the car and I'm just looking for stuff to make me mad.
Did you have superstitions?
So I had to drive the same way, hot shower, followed by a cold shower, to where I take 10, I go, 10 times. I have to take it for 10 breaths and then turn it off.
Hey, did I read that you want to be a nice guy? That's what your mum told you to be?
No, I said when it's all said and done and... I'm no longer on this earth. I just want people to say Shaq was a nice guy.
Yeah.
We put too much emphasis on Shaq had the biggest boat in Australia. Shaq has 50 cars.
Yeah.
He owns this. Yeah. None of that matters. It really doesn't.
Hey, your favorite place in Melbourne? Someone told me you like to go down to Kittens.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Meow.
You're on Instagram. Are you a doctor? Dr. Shaq?
Yes, I have a PhD in education.
Feeding him?
Yes.
So you're a sportsman, but you're actually a smart sportsman. There's not many of them around, Shaq.
That's what they say.
Hey, mate, looking forward to this. I'll wrap it up now. I needed Sweet Caroline last night. That's my favorite song.
I can tell.
Sweet Caroline. Righto. This is Billy. Billy reporting for Triple M. And, of course, I'm a PointsBet ambassador too, my friend.
Okay, that's awesome.
Are you a punter?
What's a punter, sir?
A bet. You have a bet. You punt.
Oh, yes, I bet. Yes, yes. You know what? That's the second word I learned while I'm in Australia. First one is jumper.
Jumper?
Yeah, like that's a nice-looking jumper, jumper you got on. Now am I a punter?
Yes. Punter.
I am a punter.
And you're back pike in the last.
Yes, yes, I bet pike in the last.
Hey, good on you, mate. I'll let you go. You've had a big... Thanks for the chat.
No problem.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right, thank you.
All right, here are my takeouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some.
I played.
Yes.
How embarrassing is it you need to tell someone who couldn't give a stuff that you played?
Didn't give me a lot.
Even after you said it, he didn't care.
Didn't give
Secondly, he had no idea who Gazy was.
No
clue.
You know,
he's gone Gazy and he's given it the Gazy. Yeah. No idea.
I tell you what I took out of it. You learned a lot in that interview.
No.
He didn't know punter and jumper, those words. No, he was a doctor. Yep. He's a doctor, Jim. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't drink.
We heard all that.
He likes kittens. He played footy, be called the Black Kangaroo, and he likes Sweet Caroline. Yeah. There's a lot out of that.
I
we can
nothing.
Take a lot out of that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You never apologise.
You actually have never been wrong.
Bill, you have a locals quiz.
I have indeed. Thank you very much, and a great round of applause. Thanks for that. We're at the Shamrock Hotel. $100 voucher to the Shamrock Hotel to the winner, and we got a $50 voucher, and we got something else too, Rabs, haven't we?
Yeah. A $100 voucher to Donkey, the fried chicken joint here, which is magnificent.
He always calls me that. Righto, here we go, Corny. How'd you get Corny, Corny?
Because I'm Cornflakes, I suppose, my last name.
Is that your last name's Cornflakes?
It's not really.
That's the start of Will.
Yeah, it's going well. All righto, Corny. I'm going to find a hard one. What movie was filmed at Hanging Rock in 1975?
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yeah, see, Jim, I just lure him in with a half volley.
Nice, yep.
If I was Dutch, where am I from?
Van Diemen's Land.
Get rid of Corny. He's out.
Corn Fairy on a bit.
Corn Flakes out. Hello, Riles. What do you do?
Apprentice electrician.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Good. Sparky. We like Sparkies. What's my favourite? The Corker. They're good, aren't they?
What's that?
No one even knows what a Corker is, but...
What was my question? If I was Dutch, or if you're Dutch, where are you from?
Netherlands.
Well done. Good work, number two. Which Hitchcock film, largely set at the Bates Motel? Which Hitchcock film was largely set... Does that help you?
No.
Next, do you know?
What sort of a question?
What's your
is that?
Name?
Janelle.
What?
Janelle.
Correct. That she got that right. There you go. $50 voucher to the Janelle. That's what is that? Janelle.
Jennifer and Noel together.
Jennifer and Noel. Well, that's lovely. Which Hitchcock film was largely set at the Bates Motel? And you know this. Remember the.
Yeah.
You can't read that. No. Oh, fair to you. It's not a hard question.
You can't even hand the answer.
Well, Janelle can't read. You're out next. Shazza. Hello, Shaz. Can you read?
Yeah. Psycho.
Yes. It wasn't that hard of a question.
Psycho. Hello, Shaz. Can you read?
Yeah. Name three streets in Kyneton.
Yaldwin Street. I was born there.
Oh, good. Just, 25 years ago?
About that, yeah. Lauriston Street and Epping Street.
I've got none of them. Are they right? Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, good, Bill.
What town was Dustin Martin born in?
A Castlemaine.
Yes. Shut up, Graham. Name one of the specials on here today at the Shamrock Hotel.
Chicken Palmer.
No, Shaz.
I had a chicken pie. Yeah. Beautiful.
Nice.
No.
Really nice.
No, Shaz, you're out. Piercy, what do you do, Piercy?
Kyneton's number one Sparky, mate.
Oh, yeah? There's only one in town, obviously, Piercy, isn't it?
Oh, that's it, mate. Got all the boys up the back, too. Brought them along for the day.
What's your Sparky mob called?
Pierce Electricians.
Oh, I see that. Pushy Pierce off, Jim. And now, name one of the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Quite.
Keep going. Yeah, what?
Quite,
no, you're out. Bang him.
Didn't quite complete it, Piercy.
Yes. Graham.
Yes.
G'day, Graham. What are you doing, Graham?
Signwriter, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Can't spell.
Yep. Can't spell. Gee, you've got a good hairdresser. There's not one bit of hair on your head.
You and I could put our heads together and be a bum.
A bum.
Yeah.
That's it.
Righto. Now, what was my question? Oh, the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he can't read it.
I can't read that.
Chaotic.
Is that your writing? Yeah. Are you a doctor?
Yeah, quick.
Steak Diane.
No, they don't. Well, you're outgrown.
What's wrong?
Well, it's not a hard question. We're at the Shamrock. Yeah, give him something, can you? Well done, D. Righto. G'day, Eth. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
We know an Ethan, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Lovely. Do you like the name Ethan? Ethan?
No, I don't mind it, I suppose.
Yeah, what do you do?
Sparky.
There's only bloody Sparkies. Is there anyone else? You're not a Sparky, Frizy.
Nah, working Melbourne Airport, Bill.
Oh, shut up. You're not on yet. Righto. One of the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Fish curry.
Fish curry. Hey! Indian fish curry. There we go. Who won Kyneton's Best and Fairest in 1979?
What?
He's in the room. He swings from the trees. Eats bananas.
Monkey.
Yes, monkey. He told us we've got to put that in.
Yes.
Not including Kyneton, name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges. The Macedon Ranges. There. Three of the nine towns.
Gisborne, Macedon, Riddles Creek.
Yeah, well done. That'll do. Romsey, Manfield, Wood End. There we go. Who crossed and named the Campese... what's a river?
The hell.
Campaspe River.
Oh, no.
In 1836.
Someone Campaspe?
No, you should know this if you live in the town.
No idea.
Righto, Ethan, you're lost it. Frizy, what do you do, Frizy?
I work at Melbourne Airport, Bill.
You told me that.
Frizy's trying to get hold of the answer there.
Yeah, who was it?
Major BP.
Can't even read it. You see it, mate. Matt, we're nearly there. G'day, Matty. What do you do?
Same as this bloke, Melbourne Airport.
Oh, yeah, it's going all right. It's a big joint. You're doing well down there.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a big joint.
Who named the Caspian River in 1836?
That'd be Major Thompson Mitchell, mate.
Thomas even. Yes, well done. Yes. Righto. And here we go. This is the last question. Oh, look at Big Spud here. Wow. Matty, what year were the Melbourne Olympics held?
It'd be 1956.
Oh, well done. There we go. Sucked in, Spud. Spud's not happy. He's the next one. You look after him, will you? There we go. Another beautifully run quiz.
It wasn't really good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
We're joined by the legendary Ricky Ponting.
Our next guest has 41 test centuries, the most of any Australian cricketer.
There it is. 41 test hundreds for Ricky Ponting.
And we've been massive supporters of his for ages.
He's only won us three World Cups.
Two, Bill.
He's only averaged 60 against the fastest bowlers in the world.
52.
Jim, shut up, you freak!
Please welcome Ricky Ponting.
Hey, noises this bloke, Bill. I'll tell you who he's like. He's like the chief.
Is he? Why?
Well, you try and pick holes in what he's done and you can't. So that gets annoying.
Exactly.
160 bloody test matches, averaging nearly 60. But he joins us now, which is good because he's given us a minute of his time before heading around the globe again. Punter, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB and Billy. I'd rather talk to Billy, though, listening to that, JB. Three World Cups and averaging 60 sounds a whole lot better than what you were saying down there this
Well, you did get us over the line twice in World Cups, so we have to acknowledge that. But what have you been up to, please? You had a bit of time off after the IPL?
Yeah, a little bit of time off, mate. Yeah, a little bit of travel. Had a really enjoyable skiing holiday with a couple of other families in Queenstown last week, which has been an annual trip for us, really, the last 5 or 6 years when we could, obviously, when COVID wasn't sort of getting in the way. But and it's fair to say that my skiing hasn't really improved that much through that period of time. So I'm the first couple of trips we had the instructors set aside for the kids, and now pretty much the instructors are set aside for me alone. So
below center of gravity,
Yeah, and you would think that I'm sort of built right in the right areas as well, wouldn't you? With a slightly stronger lower half, but it doesn't seem to work that well for me.
Hey, while you're there, it's a nice spot, Queenstown. Do you do the bungee jump or anything like that?
No, I don't need to do that, Bill. If there's a golf course, I can get my thrills out of hitting a few shots around a golf course rather than having to jump out of a plane or jump off a bridge or anything like that, mate. So I'll leave that to Rihanna's done them all, actually. She's done the skydiving and the biggest bungee in the world, but that stuff's not for me.
No, exactly. Hey, what can't you do?
Ski. I just told you that.
What else? Because this annoys you about blokes that can do everything. They can play every sport and all that.
Yes.
What else?
Scratch golfer. He wouldn't have been any good at footy, though. He would have been slow.
No, he was all right at footy.
A bit of a plotter is how I've got you in my head.
Well, highly skilled though, Jim. Both sides. In and under. It wasn't too many packs formed that I wasn't coming the last one up off the bottom of either. So, no, look, growing up in Tassie, it's fair to say I'm not the strongest swimmer going around.
Right.
actually swim like a rock, to be honest. Probably a better way to put it.
And cricket-wise, you're involved with Tassie, the One Dayers and the everything, I suppose, are you? What are you doing?
No, just the Big Bash team, just the Hobart Hurricanes, actually. Yeah, so they've really strong push from Tasmanian cricket and the Hurricanes in particular, just to win. It's really important that they win something. You know, they've been a really good team, consistent team for a long time, but the Hurricanes are only one of two teams that haven't won the BBL. So we're looking at doing things a bit differently down there, change things up a little bit. I've come in sort of, they've given me this title of head of strategy. I'm not sure I'm much good at that stuff, but so we've got a new coaching group. You know, I thought it was really important for a small state and a small cricketing state like Tasmania to have the one coach across both programs. So Jeff Vaughan's coach of the Tigers and head coach of the Hurricanes, and Victorian Darren Berry is assistant along with James Hope. So we've got a completely new coaching group. And you would have seen the other night, we've just done the overseas player draft the other night, which is the first time that that's ever happened. And we hit our targets. We picked up three Pakistanis actually in the draft, which is what we wanted setting out. So really exciting times going forward for the Hurricanes, hopefully.
Hey, I see all the boys in town a couple of weeks ago. They're playing golf. They're all having plenty of wine. A lot of Jim's mates were there. They're in Melbourne where Jim lives, of course. Bluey and Boof and Gilly and all his mates. And only one problem for poor old Jim. He wasn't invited, punter.
Nah, well, we thought this through, Bill. Like, we knew that he had his footy commitments on the weekend, and we didn't want to get in the way of his footy and drag him away, because I'm telling you, if he had to come away with the boys on that starting on the Friday, he wouldn't have had any commitments over the weekend. It was pretty much a wipe. But it was, it was awesome. It was, mine and Shane Watson's initiative. You know, we talked about it after the bushfire appeal game here in Melbourne a couple of years ago. We got back at the team hotel after that game, and we sat back then, we looked at each other, and it's like, what have we been doing? We haven't done this for 10 years. Why haven't we got back together as a group? And then, obviously, with the events of the last 6 months, you know, with Bacchus and then and Warney and Simo all happening within 3 months, it's like, right, we've got to get off our asses here, boys, and actually, someone's got to take responsibility to get us back together. So I sort of planned the weekend here in Melbourne. Well, we had an awesome time. We got well looked after everywhere we went. The boys had a ball, and now we... I passed the baton on to the Queenslander, so it's Bickle and Lehman's turn in 6 months or 12 months to get something organised in Queensland, and we'll have a weekend away up there together. But life's too short, Bill. Everyone knows that. We've got to get together and just celebrate, you know, the times that we had together, because they can move pass by pretty quickly.
You only wanted good blokes there, so and the only other prerequisite was that you had to play for Australia, and Jim, you didn't play for Australia.
Bill thinks is the funniest thing.
Well, you didn't play.
How many more times are you going to go with
every
this?
Every time someone comes on from that party. Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story.
Everyone knows that story.
Why
in the
don't
left.
You know it?
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
This interests me, what you're about to talk about, because I've never had a desk at any of the Triple M's I've worked at in nearly 30 years.
It's extraordinary.
Never had a desk.
I've worked with hosts for more than 20. Mm. And have you ever seen me allocated a desk?
Not once. I know there is one for you, but we kind of consume it.
Yeah, we do. Well, I come into the studio, and I just I like setting up in here and working out of the studio. So that's why. Well, but you are a desk user.
I am. I love my desk. Yes. And this has been annoying me, Jim. So it's a bit in-house. Actually, it's in office, to be honest. Oh. And it's called hot desking.
I beg your pardon?
Hot desking.
What does that mean?
That's the new environment out here at our new offices, Jim. It's a new corporate slang.
Well, explain it.
I'll tell you what it is. The practice in an office of allocating desks to workers when they are required, rather than giving each worker their own desk.
So you could roll up on any given day and have a different desk to work at.
A sharing model, Jim. You share. So there's a computer screen there. You just log in, and you can use someone else's desk.
But that doesn't work, Hose, because people like putting their little smiley faces around their computer screen.
Not allowed.
No, this is a
new... Discouraged.
Jim, this is what I'm saying. It's annoying me, Jim.
All right.
No, because you know what I want at my desk?
What?
Jim, I just want a bin.
Oh.
I just want a bin,
Bims,
Jim.
Bins wants a bin.
Yes. That's all I want, a little plastic one. I don't care because there's no bins at hot desking.
Why?
I don't, because they move around, so they don't have bins.
But you've still got rubbish to deal with.
Well, that's, I'm always throwing it in the bin here. I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim,
yes,
I don't ask for more, much. I just want a bin.
I don't ask for mole.
And the other thing was, is I need a drawer, just a drawer at my desk.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do you leave your stuff?
Well, my pens, Jim. Where do I put them in a box on top of the desk, which is yucky. So I want something to put my pens, my scissors, my calculator, my notes.
Calculator.
Actually, I've got a calculator. I don't know. I've never used it.
Okay, just to write boobless or something.
Yes, exactly. It still works. But
can
I
you
just,
do that too?
Yeah.
I need a little drawer at my desk just to put everything in.
Well, I'm hearing you. I don't agree with you almost ever, but this doesn't make sense to me.
It's annoying.
Well, because then you go home, next day you turn up, you've got no gear to use.
That's right. So you've got to bring it with you, or it's on top of the desk and it looks messy.
We've been assigned lockers, though. Did you get your locker?
No, the lockers are 50 metres away. I come to my desk, I'll just go to my locker, I'll get my pen, my calculator,
Shout at me.
Well, it's not right. So I'm going to talk to Ashley. She's the office manager. But I went to see her, Jim, and guess what happened?
What happened?
It's the first official office party, because we're in the new building,
yes,
today. Guess what time it started?
What time?
4 p.m.
We're on air.
And guess what time it finishes?
What time?
6 p.m.
When we get off
here. First office party, and we're obviously not invited because we're on air. So, Ashley, look out. Hot desking, poo.
How do you find it, Hose? Because you're here all day, every day.
Well, I tend to gravitate to the same desk every single day and might leave things under the desk and just stay in the same spot.
Is that allowed? Are there police?
There's police.
All right.
It's strict policy. People like Onion and Lumo, who we love, they have to go to other sides of the building to do their work sometimes. It's about mingling in your other neighbourhoods.
No.
I understand.
Yes?
No. It's not right. Hot desking. I think IBM bought it in, Jim, years ago.
Oh, no.
And it's supposed to save money because if you don't need as many desks or computer screens.
Oh, I thought it was meant for us so we have more experience with other people in the building.
And you talk to people, you collaborate or whatever word is. What's that word that everyone uses in the cricket
was that
team?
Word?
I've got empty plastic water bottles everywhere, Jim, because I haven't got a bin. I just want a bin.
They used to have common areas, didn't they, like couches and stuff, where people took their laptop and then saw, well, I'll go and work, you know,
so
in those funky
jobs. So you can collaborate.
Jobs.
Collaborate. Good word.
But I don't know about hot desking.
No,
that sounds like something you do at about 2 a.m.
I do know about hot desking, and it's shit.
I'd do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wasn't
that's a whole
happily
different
married. That's, obviously.
No, exactly.
Happily married.
No, not really, but...
Oh, said she's happily
together.
Oh,
yes. Otherwise, you'd be hot desking up a storm.
Oh, yes.
Hot desking. No.
All right. We'll sort that out by next week for you.
Probably not.
You want a bin?
Wander out into the party and see if you can sort it out.
Well, I might go out and see. Oh, look at them out there having their shardies while we're in here working. Fair dinkum hot desking. Stick it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy, greedy. Japanesey!
I can hold the people back no longer, the family. Mm-hmm. I can hold them back no longer. Mm. They want to hear an idiot file.
Yes.
They want it complete. Unfortunately, because we've had Big Das, of course, and Bozo at the top of the show, Bo Ryan.
Yeah.
Brag artist, this has been a bit condensed, this show.
We've
had to bring it in a little closer than we normally would.
Jim, you know what that tells me?
What?
You know what it tells me?
What?
I've had a good week.
No, I don't reckon.
Yes, it does, Jimmy
Maddie said
boy.
To me, I've got 10, 12 minutes. I said, Maddie, no, we can only fit 4.5 in, but they'll be 4.5 of the very, very best.
I've never been to his house so quickly, Jim. We went up that hill sidewards into a couple
sidewards.
Of...
Sidewards.
And the sponsors, the Deloitte on board, and everyone's got on board.
The Deloitte.
Yeah, so...
We stayed up, had a meal at the Deloitte...
Tight. He said that all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Delatoy. Why do you find it hard to say?
Delatite.
That's it.
Then, Jimmy, were eight.
Oh, no.
What about that for
what
a throw?
What about that? To see if it's as bad in person as it sounds through the speakers.
I'll sum Joseph up in one word, Jim.
Oh, what was that sentence? Rosie will do a magnificent job of keeping everyone. You'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
duck.
There. No duck. No duck.
It hasn't happened yet.
I've got a... Incline.
I got a feeling, Jim.
An incline. You've got an incline.
I got a feeling. You know who hasn't been in their last side? Johansson and Crozier. They've got to make this.
Even Johansson.
Johansson. Johansson. Yep. And I caught up with Daniel.
Now, did you?
On my new podcast, Formula Billy.
I'm not sure how that. I think our blokes might bat a bit better than probably they will, so that'll be the challenge.
Mate, Marco Jansen, he left arm exactly like Bruce Lead. Bruce Reed.
Yeah, Bruce Lead.
That's right. Yeah,
Bruce Reed. But I tell you what, nice hotel, Jimmy boy. Nice hotel. Yes. And you know why you know it's a nice hotel? Nice dunnies.
Yes, they were. Bloody hell.
Palacious.
That's true. Palacious.
Palacious toilet.
Palacious toilet.
Which Hitchcock film largely set at the Bates Motel? Which Hitchcock film was largely set? Name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges. The Macedon Rangers. Who crossed and named the Campes? What's a river?
The hell.
Campaspe River.
Oh, no. It's a big joint.
Who named the Campaspe River in 1836?
And also Nick Kyrgios defeated the Tansy Kokkinakis. Yes.
Tansy.
He likes to go with that on centre court. He won 6-3.
So this is not his doubles partner.
Yes, it is his doubles partner.
So first name's not Tansy.
I think you'll find it. It's Tansy Kokkinakis.
No.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Tansy.
Adelaide, Melbourne.
Oh, my God.
Tanansy. Anyway, he's out. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh, my God. What has happened to him?
Jim.
He's rattled.
Jing.
Jim. It's a week out of
Me Jing.
That'll be interesting.
Because you
game.
Know what happened? Nat did his first, the announcement came out
That's
first.
That's right, yes.
And when it did, I thought, that just might swing things the dog's way a little.
Especially with some rain.
That's it. And then as soon as I heard about Libra, I went, now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equal Liberalism.
Oh, my God.
Spell barbecue.
Right. BBQ.
All right, bracelet.
B-A-R-B-E-Q-U-E.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
Q.
It's your quiz.
Oh, no, sorry. I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim.
Yes.
I don't ask for more, much. I just want...
I thought it was meant for us so we have more experience with other people in the building.
And you talk to people, you collaborate or whatever the word is. What's that word that everyone uses in the cricket team?
Fiona joins us from Melbourne to start off the conversation. The question is?
When have you seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
That, huh?
That's the craft right there. Fiona.
Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
What do you think? When she's not with him, she prances around the veldt, avoiding lions.
No.
Oh, dear. But guess what, James?
What?
There's a longer version that'll be on the podcast later on the listener app, L-I-S-T-N-R. Well done, Bill. Thank you.
So that's how good a week you've had.
No
there's
end.
A 12, 13-minute one Jim, on the listener.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory.
Even as we threw, even as we threw to that idiot file, yes. The person here at the G who runs the siren was looking forward to it.
He blew the siren, Jim. Well done, Bill. You've had a good week. Well done.
Yeah, no.
When are we on holidays?
Not soon enough.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram, and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Well, here we go. You ready for a really good joke?
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
I got two vouchers here, Jim. A $100 donkey voucher.
Yes.
Hang on. And a $50 Shamrock Hotel voucher.
And there's the clock, yep.
Come on. Oh, we've got 42 seconds. Righto, Jim. My girlfriend invited me to meet her parents.
Yes.
Before we went over, she said that her father, Jing,
had a car accident and had his legs amputated at the hips, Jim.
Yes.
And it was very sensitive, and I was not to mention it.
What?
So I went over to the house, and you wouldn't believe it, the dad greeted me at the door.
Yes.
So I just looked in the house, and I said, "G'day, Jing, how are you? Where's the other half?"
It's not even a boat. It's like in a boat.
There we go.
Like hasn't got any legs.
Got no legs. The other half, Jim. Well done.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances at chemistwarehouse.com.au to get free, fast delivery to your door within 3 hours. Ends 3 p.m. local time, September 4. See website for full T's and C's.